Hello, everyone. If you clicked on this, you know what we're here for. There's no role play. There's no elaborate scenario. No tags to listen to. Today, you and I are going to work on anal training. Now, just like we did with deep throat training in the past, I want to talk a little bit about it as a concept before we get into the act itself. First, everyone's body reacts differently. At the end of the day, anal training is actually a lot about knowing when to listen to your body and knowing when to push on regardless. There will be times that things feel uncomfortable, and there will be times that things feel fucking incredible. And during both of those times, for proper anal training, we need to make sure that we're still thinking. Once you become a champion and can just take it at will, we can be a little bit more lackadaisical with prep and precautions, but in the meantime, it's important to set parameters. So, what I want you to do is grab a toy. Whatever toy you feel comfortable using. If you only want to start with your fingers, that's okay. Some of these things may not apply as much, and that's also okay. If you need to use your fingers, go at the same pace. Do not rush through things. Treat them as though they were a full-size toy. Next time you listen to this, you can graduate up if you want to. But let's talk about the basics, okay? First and foremost, there's a lot more nuance when it comes to anal training in general. It's not just something your body's used to. It takes time. There will be discomfort, especially the first couple times. However, it is a very, very pleasurable thing if you can open your mind to it. Everybody has pleasure sensors deep inside them, some of which can only be accessed with anal. So the goal today is to just introduce ourselves to that pleasure, to open the door to it and experience it so that next time we go into this, we know what we're shooting for and we know what will feel good. Oftentimes, you won't experience a lot of pleasure the first time. Some people might get carried away and enjoy it fully all the way to completion, but many won't. Many will have to tap out before we get to that point. And I want to say right now, that is so emphatically okay. Anal takes time. Once you get there, it's worth it. But today, the goal is to see how good it can feel. And in the future, we can look into potentially going a little further, getting all the way to orgasm. For right now, though, let's stay on focus. So, biology. Like I said, every ass is a little different, but they all have a couple things in common. First, the outer ring is not the one we're going to have to struggle with today. That's the one you have the most control over. This is something you'll notice quickly. As you push, it will tend to give. Its main goal is to just protect and keep everything inside. However, it's pretty flexible. Behind that, there's another ring. That's the one that a lot of people can struggle with. And that's the one where if you get nervous or tense or anxious, it causes some problems. If you feel incredibly nervous right now, pause. Go relax. Listen to some music. If you feel comfortable, come back at a 4-minute mark on the audio and pick back up again and walk through this process with me. If you feel comfortable already, let's talk about it. Everyone thinks that anal requires taking things in, and it does to an extent, but the motion that we want to focus on is pushing out. This can be hard to remember in the middle of the act, and I don't want you to have to process this for the first time once we're already doing it. Think about it ahead of time. When things hurt, or they might be uncomfortable, don't be afraid to push. That push is the way your body recognizes opening. That opening is what's going to let us do these things. After that push, there's a much more open space. The reason why so many anal toys are much thicker at the end and thinner in the middle is to add to that comfort. Once we get through that more difficult position, you want more inside of you to move around and to touch and to feel good. This is normal. If you don't have a toy that is tapered like that, that's okay. It just means that we might need a little bit more practice before we can full on use it to achieve an orgasm. Practice is good. For a lot of people, again, it will not happen the first time, and that's okay. You are not doing this once to say that you did it. The goal of following along with this audio should be that one day you can take as much pleasure as you want to take and experience something that you weren't able to before. It's not a check mark. It's not a completion. It's the first step in picking up a new skill. So, let's go over what we learned. There's the outside. There's a ring on the inside. And there's a much more open space. That open space is where we want to play around. That's where the prostate is for men, and that's where a lot of the back of the clit is for women. A lot of the pleasure nerves that you feel inside of you normally with vaginal penetration are there as well with anal. If at any point you feel a sharp pain, it's time to pause. A lot of people will instantly panic. Don't panic. Your body is communicating with you. Dull pain, stretching, light aches, these are things that we just pause and wait out. A sharp pain, we're going to stop, take a deep breath, push, don't push the toy out, but just push with that sensation, and then pull the toy out and stop. It's like learning how to put the brakes on a car before we drive it. Sharp pain is a stop. Aches, tenderness, stretching, feeling full. These will all be overwhelming sensations that once we get used to this, you might actually learn to enjoy. Now, if things just feel wrong, stop as well. This is something that should feel good. And hopefully, by the end of this, it does start to feel a little good. So, we've talked about the anatomy. We've talked about when we're going to stop. Now we're going to talk about how we're going to start. There is no such thing as too much lube when it comes to anal. It is not a real thing. You can always use more lube. When you watch porn stars or read about it in scenes, they don't talk about taking a gallon of KY jelly every time they have anal sex. But the reality is, especially when you get started, you're going to need to warm up. I'm no stranger to it, and I myself still need to use a pretty copious amount of it every time I want to start. So if you don't have lube, it's time to stop, get some lube, and come back. If you do have lube, and you have your favorite toy, what I want us to do is walk through every step before we get started. What that means is that we're going to go over everything we're going to do, and we are going to do it in a practice environment before we get started. So, take your toy, cover it in lube as much as you can put on there, and if it ever starts to catch for any reason, put more on. Once you've done that, create a ring with your thumb and your index finger. And just get used to the sliding sensation very slowly. get used to this idea of pushing through that ring and expanding it. It will push. This is something we need to be mentally prepared for. It doesn't hurt when it's your thumb and an index finger, but it might ache. It might feel a little unnatural when we actually do it ourselves. Get used to that sensation. Now, the reason we've done this is because we're going to work on technique once we're inside, okay? Take it as far as you want in your fingers, push it through that ring, and then tilt the head up towards the ceiling. When we do this today, we're going to be lying on our back. And what that means is up is going to be where a lot of the pleasure is. For women, this is where the connection to the G-spot and the clit is. And for men, that's where the prostate is. If you want to practice other positions, and there are many other good ones, you can lay on your side. You can get into doggy style. You can always follow the rule of tilt it towards your tummy. For today, I'm going to talk about being on my back because that's the situation I'm most comfortable with. Tilt it towards your tummy, tilting it up. That's where the pleasure will be. Get used to that sensation, that swinging. You're not thrusting. On your first time, thrusting will be one of the more painful things you can do. We're just going to be tilting and getting the head of whatever toy we're using as in there as we can. We're going to poke around, and we're going to feel for pleasure. Again, today's goal is not to orgasm. If you do, congratulations. You have a very fun future ahead of you. The goal of today's audio is to find that pleasure so that next time we do this, it's not awkward, it's not uncomfortable, it's not scary. We can see perfectly clear why people would do this because of that pleasure. We're about to get started, and I want to emphasize one more time. Today's goal is just to feel for that pleasure. If you find yourself wanting to push and to go on and to get even rougher, if you feel like you might come, if you just went a little harder and ignored signals, don't do it. Let your body adjust. Every time you do this, it will get much easier. And if you have a traumatic recovery after your first time, you're not going to want to attempt it again in the future. Give your body the chance to communicate with you and listen when it does. Last thing again, the stop to all of this, if we feel a sharp pain or a panic, is to push with our muscles and slowly pull the toy out. Slowly is imperative. Too fast, we risk some kind of hurt. We don't want hurt. We want pleasure. Now, I'm not going to just describe this to you. I'm going to join you. So I'll be back in a moment. We're going to do this together. All right. I'm back. Slightly different environment. If the audio is a little different, I apologize. But I had to make sure that I was comfortable. So, we're going to do this nice and easy. I've got my lube. I've got a prostate toy, especially designed for men. Thick at the head. We're going to have to push it through. And a little thinner at the end, so it can sit nice and easy. Take whatever toy you have. Cover it in lube. Cover it in like a comical amount of lube. Like however much lube you think you need, you probably need more, and that's okay. Apply it to your ass and the toy. Apply it to everything. Don't hold back. It's gonna take time also. I'm not rushing through this. Taking things nice and slow. There we go. Get it all over everything. Don't hold back. I like to get it on the base too, because sometimes the agitation from a flared base. Oh, holy shit. Please use a flared base toy. I almost forgot that. If your toy has nothing that it could catch onto, don't use it. use a flared base toy. It is 100% necessary, non-negotiable. You don't want to lose something where it doesn't belong. All right, so take our flared base toy, cover it in lots of lube, get yourself, I'm going to go one last pass. Like I said, there is no such thing as too much lube when it comes to anal. Get myself one last time. Okay. This is always nerve-wracking doing it on mic. So, we're going to take the head of the toy, and we're just going to press it right against your ass, okay? We're not going to push in yet, we're just going to press it. We're going to practice that pushing sensation, okay? Every little inch that we take, we're going to get it by pushing our body down onto the toy rather than pushing the toy into us. I get nervous every time. Okay. Take your toy. Remember our rules. We're just going to get it inside and then tilt it up right towards our tummy. We're going to push onto the toy little bit by little bit. We're just going to inch ourselves onto it, pushing down. You'll know that you're at the second ring, right when things start to feel a little tight, feel a little full. Nothing too crazy. The first ring is pretty easy. That should feel nice and natural. If it doesn't, then just let it relax. Don't rush things, okay? If you're comfortable, we're going to push a little bit more. Take a little bit more every time. It's not a race. We're taking things slowly. If you feel full, that can be part of it. Push. If you've gotten pretty far, you might feel the head in, and that can be pretty normal. You might feel a little bit of a burning sensation. That's just your muscles. If it feels sharp, you're going to push and take it out. We can try again tomorrow. But if it feels natural and just like a nice stretch, that's okay. Now, remember, we're not going to push into our body with the toy. We're going to push down with our body onto the toy. In 3, 2, 1. Oh. I've got the head of my toy all the way inside. And I could actually leave it because I've got the most of it in. And I can move around a little bit, but I'm more trained. If it's a little sensitive for you, that's okay. If it feels like it's a little bit tight, a little bit tense, you can take it out, put more lube on. It's okay. We're gonna relax. Nice and easy. We're gonna take our time. Let your body acclimate. Don't rush it. Whatever it's at, just sit. Think for a moment about where it is. Picture it in your mind with me. We talk about mind-body connection, and we talk about ways to exercise the body. Anal is nothing more than exercising the body, and it's important we have that connection. You have a toy that is designed to bring pleasure so close to one of your body's places that it's never been before, that is capable of feeling such incredible pleasure. If you're following along and you've got a little bit in, you're well on your way to enjoying that sensation, but you need to picture it in your mind exactly why you're doing this. You're not doing it because you want to be able to say you took something in the ass. You're doing this because you want to feel good. Now we're going to work a little bit more in, okay? We're going to do another push. 3, 2, 1. Always meeting the toy with our body rather than pushing the toy in. Put more lube on if you need it. Depending on what equipment you have, you might be leaking pre-cum or getting wetter. That's entirely normal. Your body is wired to feel pleasure. And right now, the pleasure that you're feeling might be getting covered in your brain by signals of discomfort or unease, but you'll notice actual responses from your body. These are the responses to pleasure, and although you can't feel them, it's the start of that pleasure. Now, if you want, you can start tilting it a little bit, but let's try to get a little deeper with me, okay? We're gonna do one or two more pushes. One. I'm almost entirely in, so we're gonna do just one more, okay? One more push. Fuck. Okay. There it is for me. My toy is all the way inside, but it might be a little smaller than yours, and that's okay. Working up towards bigger toys is something that you can do once you're used to the sensations. Now, for me, since I have a prostate, this initial push, I'm perhaps a little bit more sensitive than you are. You might not be feeling a lot of that pleasure yet, and that's okay. We're going to practice that tilting motion, but what I want us to do, rather than moving the toy, is to move our hips just a little bit. Rock on it just a little so you can feel it pressing up. Again, whatever up is for you, it's towards your tummy. We want to make sure that we're really tapping into things. Now, it might be too overwhelming. You might be feeling a lot of really strong emotions right now. It might even be sore. It might feel too full. It could feel like a lot of things. What we want to do is connect our mind and our body on that pleasure. People all over the world are able to come from this, but it can take time. And we need to tell our body that it's okay. So what I want you to do with me, if you feel nice and comfortable, and comfort is key, is to just pleasure yourself slowly. We're not trying to come, we're not trying to use the anal toy. Rub your clit, stroke your cock, whatever you have. Take it easy. Relax. We're not trying to come. We're just trying to feel pleasure. Slow, methodical pleasure. If you can rock your hips while you do it, good. Do it. Take your time. There we go. We're just trying to connect that pleasure. We're not trying to push ourselves. We're not trying to pound it into us. We're just trying to feel pleasure where we need to. If you feel comfortable and the soreness and the tenderness is starting to fade, you can move the toy around a little bit. You can poke, touch, feel. When you feel pleasure, focus on it. Just focus on the fuck. Just focus on the pleasure. It might be too slutty, but this feels really good. While you feel that pleasure, keep that in your mind. Embrace it. Focus on that entirely. If it feels good, that's good. Now, if you want to pause the audio and play around and get accustomed to things, you can. In about 5 seconds, I'm going to start talking us through how to take it out. And then we'll go from there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you felt that pleasure and you felt that connection, we're going to start taking it out. this is going to be just as slow of a process. There's no such thing as almost out. It's either out or it isn't. So focus on taking your time and not hurting yourself. We're going to take the toy and we're going to pull. While we pull, we're going to push. And we're going to do it in waves again. We're not going to rush. We're not trying to rip it out. We are just trying to match our body. When we push with our body, we're going to pull with the toy. We're doing the opposite of what we did earlier, okay? That way, we're not rushing things. We don't feel any pain. Push. You're going to feel some of that discomfort again, and that's normal. It'll get easier next time. Push. Should feel a little good, maybe. Fuck. If you'd relaxed enough. And if you didn't, that's okay too. But the pleasure will start to build every time you do this exercise. And push. God, I like being stretched. And push. I have probably about two more. If you have more than that, it's okay. We're not rushing. We're not ripping anything out. We're pushing. Push. One more for me. Take as many as you need. Push. Mine's out. If there's a mess, that's normal. Put it out of your mind. It's perfectly okay. It's all natural. And you're done. Nice and easy. Probably covered in lube, just like I am, but done. And if you felt pleasure, you're on the path. Always start slow. And work your way up to fully taking it. I'll leave you with some ways to incorporate this into your own life. So, for starters, if you're by yourself, don't stress too hard. If you have a clit toy that you really love, play with your ass. And instead of pulling it out where we get to the pull-out section of the audio, turn your toy on and try to ride out a clit orgasm with something inside of you. Your body might try to push the toy out. Try your best to leave it in. Having it taken out or pushing it out can sometimes be uncomfortable, but ride out that orgasm. If you like thrusting, don't be afraid to start a little bit of contact. What that means is that if you're using a thrusting toy, as you normally would, reaching for your G-spot, having a toy in your ass can enhance those sensations, can increase tightness, and for some people, it's a great gateway into anal. Now, if you have a partner and you want to stun them and they're comfortable with some anal play, next time you're in doggy, tell them to play with your ass. Tell them to be gentle, tell them exactly what you want, but tell them to play with your ass. Believe me, for most people, this will send them into the stratosphere. Most importantly, do this because you like it. Don't ever do this or give up your boundaries or do things you're uncomfortable with for somebody else. Do it because you want to do it. And with that, I'm going to leave y'all. Enjoy it. Enjoy your ass. Enjoy your body. It's yours to enjoy, not someone else's, unless you choose to let them. I'm going to go record another audio, and maybe I slip the toy back in before I go. You have a great night.